Amen. It is going to be a great day. And, you know, we're about to jump into the Word of God today. We are about to dive into this Word, and I am so thankful and grateful to be attending a Bible-believing church. We are about to dive in this Word, but what I like to refer to my Bible as, this is my playbook. This is my playbook. And last week, I had the opportunity to go back to my former employer, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and host the Steelers versus Ravens game pregame show. And, you know, oftentimes whenever I'm back in Pittsburgh, people often ask me, like, how did you make the team? And I always say, well, I have faith in God that I was going to make that team from the jump. You know, you guys can ask my mom. I always said that I was going to the NFL ever since I was 3 years old. But when I got to the team, the coaches, they gave me a playbook. They said, here's your playbook. You need to learn your plays. So I took the playbook, and every single day I studied that playbook day and night. I was in my playbook making sure I knew my alignment and I knew my assignment. If you know where to line up and you know what to do, then you'll be able to make plays. So I studied that playbook day and night, and it got to the point where I was on the field and everybody was asking me what they were supposed to do. And I'm like, man, you got the flat, I got the third, and I'm telling everybody what they're supposed to do. And to the point where I became the youngest team captain in the Pittsburgh Steelers franchise history. All because I knew my alignment and I knew my assignment. I knew what to do. Listen, this Bible is our playbook. It will teach you your alignment and it'll teach you your God's given assignment. But in order for you to know it, you gotta open it up. You gotta study it day and night. This Bible will teach you how to get through good times. This Bible will teach you how to get through bad times. This Bible will give you what your answers on the mountaintop. This Bible will give you the answers in the valley. This Bible will teach you what to do with money. This Bible will teach you where to put your money. This Bible is your playbook, but you got to be able to open it up and read it and study it day in and day out. Listen, don't you know that the Bible, it's the only book in human history that when you open it up and read it, the author is right there with you? The Bible is the only book in human history that when you open it up and read it, the author is coaching you. He's telling you exactly what to do right there with you. You got to get inside your playbook. And without further ado, let's dive right into it. If you have your Bibles, go with me to James 1, and we're going to be reading verses 2 through 8. Amen. And it reads, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person, let me hear y'all say that person. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. I want us to reread verse 3. It says, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. The title of my message this morning is, have faith in God. Have faith in God. Listen, if you've been with us these past several weeks, then you know that I'll be picking up where Pastor Randy Hand has left off on having faith in God. But I want us to take a moment to reflect. I want us to take a moment to reflect over every trial, every tribulation that you've ever experienced or is currently experiencing in this life. every delay, every lost, every setback, every backstabber, every hater, every betrayal, every trial or tribulation that you have ever faced in this life, I want you to take a moment and reflect on that. Just reflect. Now imagine this. Imagine God allowed you to experience that trial or tribulation so that you can develop and produce perseverance. Imagine God allowed you to go through that trial or go through that tribulation so that you can develop and produce perseverance. You see, if y'all really knew what perseverance could do for your life, y'all will be in here shouting with joy right now, but let's dive into it and figure out what it truly means to have perseverance. The definition for the word perseverance is being persistent in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. The definition for perseverance is being persistent in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. In other words, you don't achieve success without having perseverance. Nobody in this life or in the Bible has ever achieved success without having to persevere through something. Listen, our pastors, y'all had to persevere through some things in order for us to be sitting in this place this morning. Coming from where I come from, I had to persevere through some things to be standing up here in front of you all this morning. Listen, a lot of us in this room, we had to persevere through some things this morning just for us to be inside of this building. Can I get an amen? Amen. We all have had to persevere through something in this thing we call life. But let's take a deeper dive into what it truly means to persevere. Some other words for perseverance is determination. We didn't have to be determined to get through some trials and tribulations in our life. Can I get a witness? Amen. How about this word? Stamina. Another word for perseverance is stamina. We didn't have to build up some stamina. We didn't have to build up some endurance. We didn't have to endure to get through some trials and tribulations. Amen? How about this word? Tenacity. We didn't have to hold on. We didn't have to fight. We didn't have to show some grit to get through some trials and tribulations in our life. Amen? How about this one? Dedication. We didn't have to be dedicated. We didn't have to be committed to get through some trials and some tribulations in our lives. Amen? But how about these words? Firmness of purpose. Some other words for perseverance is firmness of purpose. And in order for you to reach your God's given purpose in life, you had to persevere, or you are going to have to persevere to get through some trials and tribulations. Amen? So what the Bible is telling us in James 1, verses 3 through 4, it says, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything. You can't become mature, you can't become complete, and you will always be lacking unless you develop and produce some perseverance. Unless you develop and produce some perseverance, you will always be immature, you will always be incomplete, and you will always be lacking unless you develop perseverance. So when trials and tribulations come into your life, you must consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And once perseverance finishes its work, you become more mature, you become more complete, and you lack nothing. Is anybody in here persevering through some things this morning? Listen, consider it pure joy. What if God is allowing you to experience that trial or tribulation so that you can develop and produce perseverance? what if God is allowing you to experience that trial or that tribulation so that you can develop some perseverance? What James 1:2 tells us, it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. This is actually how you're supposed to respond to trials and tribulations, with joy. This is how you're supposed to respond to your trials that you're going through and your tribulations. You're supposed to respond to it with joy. Pastor took us on a joy ride several months ago, and I encourage you guys to go online and watch it or rewatch it to get a better understanding of what joy truly means. But when you consider your trials and tribulations pure joy, it's not you feeling happiness in the middle of difficulty. You're not feeling happiness in the middle of difficulty. You don't feel happy when you lose a loved one. I mean, some of us might do, but majority of us, we don't experience happiness when we lose a loved one. You don't experience happiness when you lose a job. You don't experience happiness when you're going through some difficult times. When you consider your trials and tribulations pure joy, you have a spiritual joy within you that comes from trusting God. When you consider your trials and tribulations pure joy, you express your faith through your emotions, knowing that God's purpose in allowing the trial is going to work out in your favor. Watch this, if you persevere. When you consider your trials and tribulations pure joy, you express your faith through your emotions, knowing that God's purpose in allowing the trial is going to work out in your favor if you persevere. Because we now know that perseverance makes us more complete. How many of us in here want to be more complete? Amen. Amen. Because we now know that perseverance makes us more mature. If we're being honest in here, how many of us need to become more mature? Huh? You can't be whining when things don't go your way. You can't be having a meltdown when things don't go as planned. We can't be doing tick for tack with our haters. We can't be responding and going back and forth on social media with people on Facebook and people on Twitter arguing with them. Somebody say that's immature. That is immature. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 13:11, when you was a child, you thought as a child. You spoke as a child. You reasoned as a child. But now that we have become adults, we didn't persevere through some things, and now we are more mature. Amen? Amen. 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 But in order for you to become more complete, in order for you to become more mature, in order for you to lack nothing, you are going to have to develop and produce some perseverance. Amen? But here's the catch. Here's the catch. In order for you to be able to persevere at the foundation, you must have faith in God. You must have faith in God. In order for you to persevere at your foundation, you must have faith in God. If you are going through some trials and some tribulations in your life, and you have absolutely no hope for tomorrow, you have like zero hope for tomorrow, how are you supposed to persevere? If you are going through some trials and some tribulations in your life and you have zero hope for tomorrow, how are you supposed to persevere? Like if you that person that automatically hit the panic button every time something goes wrong, more than likely you and I will not get along. I'm sorry, but my wife is my witness. She knows, don't call me overreacting or stressing for something that then went wrong. Don't call me because little JJ done lost his pacifier and now you overreacting and stressing. Don't call me because John done got a bad doctor's report. Don't call me overreacting and stressing because things aren't going your way. You must develop some perseverance. You must have faith in God. That is a pet peeve of mine when people overreact and stress. And I tell you this, the Lord is still dealing with me and my maturity when it comes to people calling me overreacting and stressing. We got to have some faith, amen? But listen, no matter what trial or tribulation or sorrow comes your way, you must have faith in God. When trials and tribulations arise in your life, you must have faith in God. What does it truly mean for you to have faith in God? Like, how can you have faith in God? What does that mean? Having faith in God is trusting and believing that He exists, and having confidence that He is loving, that He is good, that He is just, that He is faithful, that He fulfills His promises, that He is powerful, that He is all-knowing, that He is Alpha, that He's Omega. Having confidence in God is believing that He exists and having confidence in knowing who He is. Having faith in God is believing that He exists and having confidence in who He is. So in order for you to be able to persevere at the foundation, you must have faith in God. How can you have faith in God? You can trust Him. A, you can trust Him. How can you have faith in God? You can trust Him. Trust that the plans and the purpose that He has for your life are to prosper you and not harm you, but to give you hope and a future. Somebody say that's Bible. You can trust Him. B, you can believe in God's promises. You can believe in God's promises. How can you have faith in God? B, you can believe in God's promises. He's promised to never leave you nor forsake you. He's promised to not put more on you than you can bear. He's promised to give you peace that surpasses all understanding. He's promised to comfort the brokenhearted. He's promised to prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. God is going to make sure your haters see you win. He is going to make sure your haters see you win. Listen, He is going to make sure the doubters become believers. You don't need to get your get back. You don't need to fight your battles. You don't even need to respond. You just need to know that God has a table for you. Amen? God has a table for you. Focus on the table, not your enemies. Focus on the table, not your trials. Focus on your on the table and not that report. Focus on the table. Somebody say, focus on the table. Focus on the table. How can you have faith in God? You can believe in God's promises. He's also promised eternal life through Jesus Christ. Believe in God's promises. How can you have faith in God? You can seek God. See, you can seek God. You can pray. You can read your Bible. You can reflect on who He is. You can find God in every situation. You can seek Him first and His righteousness, then all other things will be added unto you. Somebody say that's Bible. See, you can seek God. D, you can build relationship. You can build relationship. Listen, having faith in God is not just an intellectual thing. It's not just a mind thing when you say that you have faith in God. Having faith in God is having a deep understanding and knowing who you have faith in. Who are you putting your trust in? You have to build relationship with Him. You have to communicate with Him. You got to hang out with Him. You got to talk to Him. You got to build relationship with God in order for you to have faith in God, in order for you to build relationship. So how can you have faith in God? You can trust Him. You can believe in His promises. You can seek God, and you can build relationship. When you have faith in God, then you will consider your trials and tribulations pure joy. But at the foundation, in order for you to be able to persevere through your trials and tribulations, you must have faith in God. Once you have faith in God, then you can, number one, pass the test. Once you have faith in God, then you can, number one, pass the test. What James 1:2-4 reads, it says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know, and if you didn't know, now you know that the testing of your faith produces, what's that word? perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Listen, you must understand that every trial, every tribulation that you face is just a test. Every trial, every tribulation that you face is just a test. Your faith will be tested. You will encounter tribulations in this life, but you must pass the test. The Bible tells us in John 16, 33, that here on earth, you will have trials and sorrows. Listen, this Bible told us over 2,000 years ago that we was going to experience some trials and tribulations. We are going to experience trials and tribulations in this life. There's no way around it. But here's what it says. Take heart. I have overcome the world. Take heart. I have overcome the world. But in order for you to understand this, in order for you to know this, you must have faith in God. Listen, listen. God will work it out in your favor if you persevere. God will work it out in your favor if you persevere, if you pass the test. Somebody say, pass the test. Now, for those of you that might need a little help in passing the test, I'm going to give you what you're supposed to do. For those of you that are not good test takers like me, I'm going to give you some answers on how you can pass your test. In order for you to pass your test, or if you need some help passing your test, this is what you do. Verse 5, ask God. This is what you do if you need help passing that trial or that tribulation and you don't know what to do. This is what you do. Verse 5, ask God. It says in James 1, verse 5, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask Google. It don't say that? Oh, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask Facebook. It don't say that? It don't say you should ask your friends or your relatives? It don't say that? It says you should ask who? God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. In order for you to persevere at the foundation, you must have faith in God. Once you have faith in God, you can, number one, pass the test. When you have faith in God, you are able to persevere. And when perseverance finishes its work, then you will become more mature, more complete, and you will lack nothing. But you must persevere. You must pass the test. Every trial, every tribulation that you will ever face in this life is just a test. Number one, pass the test. Amen? Amen. Number two, once you have faith in God, you can believe and not doubt. Once you have faith in God, you can believe and not doubt. James 1 verse 6 reads, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt. You must believe and not doubt. Listen, when your faith gets tested, it will have you doubting your purpose. When your faith gets tested, it will have you questioning your life. When your faith gets tested, it will have you questioning your existence. When your faith gets tested, it will have you worried about the outcomes. When your faith gets tested, it will have you ready to change your career. When your faith gets tested, you must be able to pass the test. How do you pass the test? You believe and not doubt. Mark 11, 23 says, truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes, but have faith, that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. If you believe and not doubt, it will be done for you. Matthew 14, 31, this is when Jesus called Peter out of the boat, and Peter was actually, he stepped out of the boat and was walking on water. He was walking on water until he started to doubt. And when he started to doubt, in Matthew 14, 31, Jesus said, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Why did you doubt? Once you have faith in God, you can pass the test. You can persevere. How do you persevere? Number two, you believe and not doubt. You believe and not doubt. Number three, once you have faith in God, once you have faith in God, number three, you can be like him and not like them. Number three, once you have faith in God, you can be like him and not like them. What James 1 verse 6 through 8 reads, it says, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt. Because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That person, somebody say that person, should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. Listen, don't be like them. Be like him. Listen, they may doubt, but we have faith. They may hate, but we congratulate. They may get mad, but we stay glad. They may go low, but we go high. They may tell lies, but we know truth. They may live in condemnation, but we have salvation. We are not like them, and they are not like us. We are Jesus people, amen? We are not like them, and they are not like us. But in order for you to be able to persevere, you must have faith in God. You must have faith in God. In order for you to be able to persevere, you can't be like them. You must be like him. But at the foundation of what you built on, at the foundation of what you build your life on, you must have faith in God. Once you have faith in God, you can, number one, pass the test. That trial, that tribulation, it is just a test. That lost job, that lost loved one, that setback, that delay, whatever it is that you are currently experiencing or that you experienced in your life, it was for you to develop and produce perseverance. Number one, you can pass the test at the foundation once you have faith in God. Number two, you can believe and not doubt. You can believe and not doubt. Have faith in God. Your trials are just a test. You will pass the test. You will persevere if you believe and not doubt. Amen? Amen. And then number three, once you have faith in God, you can be like him and not like them. Because we are Jesus people, and we are not like them, and they are not like us. They are not like us. They are not like us. All over the building, we can stand to our feet. Y'all receive that word. Let's give God some praise. Listen, here's what the Bible tells us. This is what the Bible tells us if we persevere. This is what the Bible tells us if we persevere, if we pass the test at the foundation, if we have faith in God. This is what the Bible tells us. James 1, verses 12. It says, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, having passed the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. Amen. Father God, Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, I'm asking that you seal this word in your people's hearts so that they may be able to apply it to their daily lives. Father God, Lord, I'm thanking you, Father God, for this word that has went forth. Father, I pray that your people didn't hear a message from Robert Golden, but they heard a message from you. Because, Father God, when we open up this Bible, you are right there with us, Father, giving us affirmations, confirmations, and revelations. So, Father God, I'm asking right now that you reveal to your people and give them the words that they needed, Father God, to be able to persevere. Father God, there may be some people in this building right now, Lord, that may not have a relationship with you, Father. There may be some people in this building right now, Father God, that don't know where to start by having a relationship with you, Father God. But your word, Lord, your word says that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus is Lord, we shall be saved. So, Father God, I want to give people the opportunity, Lord, to invite you into their lives so that they can build their foundation on you, so that they can pass the test when it comes in their lives, Father God, so that they can believe and not doubt, Father God, so that they can be more like you. If you are in this building or if you're watching online and you want to have a relationship with God, you want to invite him into your life, on the count of three, I just want you to slip your hands in the air. 1, 2, 3. I just want to see who I'm praying with. I just want to see who I'm praying with. I see those hands. 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 Listen, more importantly, God sees your hands. God sees your hands. Listen, I want you guys to repeat this prayer after me, but it's not you repeating it after me. It's you believing that you are inviting Christ into your life. Dear Lord, God, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus Christ, to live on this earth, to die on this earth, but to rise again for my salvation. So, Father, I am believing that you are in my life, that you are my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Listen, at the foundation, you must have faith then. You must have faith then. You must have faith then. Once you have faith in God, you can pass the test. You can believe and not doubt, and you can be like him and not like them. God bless y'all.
Thanks for listening. If this impacted you and you'd like to partner with us, go to celebrationchurch.cc/give to help us reach people with the message of Jesus.